Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Louisville Cardinals versus the UCF Knights in our game preview for week two in NCAA college football in our super amazing world here, live from Atlanta. It's Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? You mentioned it, man. We're in week two now, finally. Oh, man, this past weekend was an absolute joy. Going out sports bars, just sitting at home, watching amazing college football games throughout all of the different divisions and conferences. I'm so glad to be back. The energy is there, and I can't wait to talk about week two now with this upcoming game.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching live from home or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. You share our videos across the entire spectrum of social media. You tell your friends and family and colleagues about the show. And that is exactly why we're able to grow so much and so fast over the last few years. So thank you very much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, week two, the Cardinals, the Knights, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, we finally get to talk about some stats now, Jeremiah. We've just been talking about what the team might be doing, but now we can talk about what the team has done so far. So that's always fun to look out for. Let's talk about these Louisville Cardinals. And, man, this was just – they played Syracuse this past week, and they just couldn't get nothing going. They scored 7 points in the first quarter, and that was all they could muster. They lost 31-7. And I thought Louisville would do a little bit better than that, honestly, man. I thought that they would put a little bit more power in there. I guess they came out a little bit sluggish week one, which we do see from a lot of teams. That's why we see a bunch of upsets in week one. And with Louisville, you got Malik Cunningham, had a decent game, right? 16-22, 152 yards, a little bit under 7 yards passing. But where he needs to work and improve if they want to win this game this upcoming week, 0 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. You cannot be giving the ball away like that, or else UCF will eat you alive. After the running game, that was a pretty bright spot there. Teon Evans had a pretty good game, 13 carries, 89 yards, and Cunningham as well had a good game on the ground with 13 carries for 34. Evans was the only man to score, get in the end zone this past weekend. Receiving core, Tyler Hudson led the way, 8 catches, 102 yards. They could be throwing him a little bit more this upcoming week. We'll be sure to see. And other than that, man, like I said, only 17 passes were thrown. So he led the way with almost half of those. And for the defense, like I said, defense struggled, man. You gave up 31 points week one. You got to get better. They were able to get 2 sacks. Ashton Gillett had led the way with 1.5. Also had 1.5 tackles for loss, so he was looking good. And Benjamin Perry had 8 tackles on the day, leading the team, tied with Monty Montgomery at 8 as well. Like I said, no interceptions, no fumbles that they recovered, so they were really just struggling, man. They couldn't get really anything going. The punter was getting his thing going, right? Mark Bassett, 137 yards, kicking it. So just not much going on for Louisville this past week, but we'll see if they can bounce back. As for the UCF Knights, it's kind of a different story. They came away with a big blowout win, 56-10 over the South Carolina State Bulldogs. Came out hot, scoring 21 points in the first quarter, and they just did not let up from there. Looking at this UCF team, right, 1-0 on the season now, they're looking good with John Rhys Plumlee behind center. 20 of 31 passing on the day for over 300 yards, close to a 10-yard average. And the thing I love, 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Really big game for him. He came up huge, and that's what the big factor was his outstanding quarterback play to get him the win. He also got it done with his feet as well, leading the team in rushing yards. 15 carries for 86 yards and another touchdown. So he was just hunting that end zone all day. Also, Isaiah Bowser, pretty good day as well. 23 carries, 83 yards. They just ran the ball all over the place. Ran it for almost 50 times, over almost 300 yards, 292. So they just could not be stopped. Bowser had 2 scores also. And the receiving corps had a pretty consistent day all around. Javon Baker, 5 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown. Kamore Gamble, 3 catches for 82 yards and a touchdown. So they were really just passing around. Everyone was getting touches. Everyone was getting yards, and it was just nice to see. As for the defense, I mean, they'll give up 10 points. Not too bad. Walter Yates III led the way. A tackle for loss, 7 tackles, led the team with that. Right behind him was Jeremiah Jean Baptist with 5 tackles and a tackle for loss to boot. And also, Kervin Shout, right? 2 tackles for loss. It's looking good for him. They also had 2 sacks on the day. And Devon Wilson with the INT. So they were looking good. They were getting turnovers. They were producing on offense. There's not really much that you can look at and say, hey, this is what you need to work on, because they were looking sharp week one. Now, looking at this game, it's going to be played at the Bounce House, looking good out there with UCF. It's going to be fun to watch, man. And the thing about UCF is they don't really lose at home too much often, right? They've won their last 8 home games. It's been quite some time since they lost at home. And honestly, man, my prediction, I don't see them losing this upcoming week. I'm going to go with a pretty good score. I think Louisville's going to put up a better fight. But I just think right now UCF is just the slightly better team. So I'm going to go with a final score in this one, with the UCF Knights getting a final score of 34 and the Louisville Cardinals 21. I think UCF just looked a little bit too sharp last week, man. They looked really good. And as for Louisville, there is some things they need to work on. And Malik Cunningham, I'm not sure if he's there quite yet. Like I said, he's got to have a better day, cut down on the interceptions, and they got to get things going, man. You can't be giving up 31 points if you want to win this ball game. You got to really hamper down, look good on defense, and that will get you the win in this one. But I just think UCF right now, they're riding the hot hand. They're at home, and they are looking sharp coming into week 2 against Louisville.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow, yes. Yeah, we want to see that too. I want to see if the Knights can pull this one in. We're into week 2 now. We, like you said, we finally have some stats. We know whether or not some of these plays and some of these strategies and some of these team dynamics are already working, whether or not that momentum is starting to build. So that is what we love to hear. And for all of our listeners and viewers, what do you think? Do you think that UCF is going to win, or do you think that Louisville could somehow pull it out? Put it in the comments. Let us know your final score and what gets you excited about the rest of this season coming up. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and listen to our podcast as well. It's 100 Yards of Football. You can listen to it anywhere you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google, or over on the Believe Podcast Network, which is our amazing sponsor. We have over 1,000 episodes. We bring you weekly coverage, but we also bring you history specials and amazing interviews with other sports broadcasters, coaches, and former players, so that you can have all the in-depth knowledge that you would love to have to decide what you think is going to happen in this season. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that great NCAA Week 2 preview of the Louisville Cardinals versus the UCF Knights. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.